me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy, yeah.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Gray. Good to have you here on a beautiful day. You know, I have to say, this morning, I know today is going to be a little warmer than yesterday, but I also noticed the breeze is up a little bit, which is everyone seems to be noticing that that is making it feel a little different. Yesterday was so calm that Ag in Motion was a scorcher. Well, she's going to be hot today, but a little bit of a breeze this morning seems to be making a difference. And, of course, the gates open at 8:30. This is the last, the third and final day of Ag in Motion, which is, without a doubt, one of the biggest outdoor agri shows that you will see in Western Canada. And the numbers of people that are showing up here to take in the show, I think, are reflective of that. Thousands and thousands of people. Yesterday, I was actually amazed as I was leaving at the end of the day how many vehicles were parked in the parking lot. Because, I get here quite early. Show starts at 8:30. I try and get here between 7:30 and 8. So there's quite a few cars here, but nothing like what I saw. Thousands of cars at the end of the day. This really does become a mid-sized city in the province for the 3 days that Ag in Motion is happening. Well, if you think about, you know, you walk around here, you look at all of the technology and the equipment that's here. I mean, farming is changing. There's no question about it. And so much of farming is about making good decisions. But those decisions become complex over time. We're talking about choosing the right seed and fertilizer to manage weeds, insects, disease, weather, all of those things. Producers are constantly weighing options that ultimately can have a big impact on their operations. And that's where trusted relationships matter. And we talked a bit about this with our friends from Co-op yesterday, because I think that's the Co-op difference. I'm happy to have Matt Conacher joining me now. He's the director of Ag Solutions Federated Cooperatives. Matt Conacher, thank you so much for taking our call today.
Hey, good morning, Evan. Thank you for having me on. It's a true pleasure.
It's a great day down here at Ag in Motion, and I love the footprint that Co-op's got, and I'm very appreciative that we're able to join you as a partner here through the show. I'm curious for you just to talk about the role of an agronomist. Why don't we start there? Because I think, you know, as we always talk about enhancements in agriculture, a lot of people think about the enhancements focused on equipment and that type of innovation. But I think agronomy is one of the areas where Co-op is helping lead the charge across Western Canada. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, nowadays, too, there's so much information that's out there. And as a grower, I think you want to make sure that you're doing your research all the time to make sure that you're making the right long-term decisions for your farm. But without a doubt, agronomists, they're definitely a key part of that. And I'd say that when we're talking about uncertainty, agronomy is probably one of the most important ways that we can help reduce that uncertainty out there. So if you look across Co-op, we've got over 350 agronomists working across Co-op agro centers throughout Western Canada. And their role, it goes well beyond just recommending products. They work with farmers to evaluate what's working, identify opportunities for improvement and efficiencies to ultimately help keep dollars in their pocket and truly be long-term stewards of the land. They're continually bringing in that latest research as well, too. I know that there's a lot of information out there, but consolidating that and bringing it forward and checking it really helps these agronomists bring forward the latest research in crop protection, nutrient management, and precision ag to really help out that whole farm gate or the whole farm right through to the farm gate. Right.
Can you give us an example of how strong agronomic advice can help producers make better decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And there's so many great examples of it across the prairies right now. And I do want to keep it a little bit broad because it really does come back down to the basics. When you think about it, say nutrient management, for example, right now fertilizer prices when you're heading into this past spring, you really want to make sure that you're being efficient what you're applying to the ground. When we're working with all of our growers across Western Canada, you've got to really think about that. And it's really back to basics on having the right acre gets the right product at the right rate at the right time. And ultimately, that does help with farm success and in being profitable, efficient, and also maintaining that strong soil health.
You know, I was chatting with a couple of farmers yesterday who we're speaking about the work that Co-op does in agronomy. And what the theme that I heard from them is the fact that they feel like they've built a good relationship with their local agronomist. So it's not just one person coming in from out of left field. It's someone who they've got to know, who works in their community regularly. Because that part of it, I mean, trust has to be a big part of this as well, Matt.
Oh, absolutely. And I'd say, like, across all of Western Canada, the one thing that is very consistent in there, that wherever you're in locally, producers, they're really asking for that trusted and dependable partner. And through our entire Ag Solutions team, that's something that we really strive for. Like, when you think about it, markets change, weathers change, technology changes, but producers, they still value that relationship. And so with our agronomy team, we want to make sure that when we're going in there, our farmers can assure that we understand their operations, we understand the local conditions, and we're ultimately there when we need, when they need us to help support them.
Right. We're chatting today with Matt Conacher, Director, Ag Solutions. I've heard just a couple of the crew around here talk about fuel reliability being something that Co-op Agro like to help producers with. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So fuel, it really sits at the heart of every farming operation. During seeding and harvest, every single hour matters. So Co-op, with us having the refinery here in Regina, and then also having such a strong fuel distribution network in Western Canada, we feel like we are the optimum supplier to be able to make sure that these farmers don't slow down. We've got a fantastic team of local fuel experts as well who understand the pressures that producers face. So, yeah, we got to make sure, guys, that's not impeding their operations in any way.
Right. Is that part of the, you know, the secret sauce, if you will, of the Co-op network, helping producers manage during uncertainty? Because there's lots of uncertainty, but being part of that Co-op network, whether you're talking fuel reliability or any of the other services, that seems to me one of the themes and one of the benefits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, you think back the last 5 years, and it seems like producers, they're navigating a major disruption as the industry is every single year, whether it's weather volatility, geopolitical events, trade uncertainty, supply chain disruptions, inflation challenging profitability. It seems like all of those inputs that come into the farm, there's impacts that are happening every year that are significant. But while we can't control all those pressures from the outside, I truly believe that Co-op, we're positioned in a way to support farmers every step of the way, being that true trusted advisor partner.
Matt Conacher is my guest, Director, Ag Solutions. Have you noticed, are producers changing the way they plan? Are they changing the way they buy inputs because of uncertainty right now? And I don't need to label what kind of uncertainty. There's so many, as we know, in agriculture. But have you seen that morph and change over time, Matt?
Yeah, you know, I would say that it has changed quite a bit, specifically here in Western Canada, over the past 5 years. And now we have great, I mean, I just look to fertilizer, for example, here. But I definitely say that in Western Canada specifically, we're well ahead of other countries in preparing for the next year's crop. And so right now, like, for example, when the Iran-Israel-U.S. war broke out, we're pretty far away from that, but still it did impact the pricing of fertilizer. And I'd say we did a great job as an industry positioning product prior to spring to making sure that farmers weren't slowed down in season. But with those risks that come, I think there's a great collective awareness across the industry that, like, look, when we need to move and we need to move product, we do a lot in a short amount of time. So I definitely say people are starting to buy earlier, lock in their product and secure their product well in advance. And right. At Federated Co-op here, that's a big piece of our business too. We want to make sure that when folks are looking to buy, we have the product available for when they're looking for it.
That's a good point. Like, when you think about even just you know, geopolitics in general. I know you talked about what's going on currently with Iran, but there's been so much over the last little while. Have you noticed a difference in terms of input availability? Has it been, even for Co-op Agro as a company, has it been challenging to be able to provide that sort of stability for farmers?
You know, that's a really great question, and I'd say that it hasn't been. We're forecasting fairly well, and we're fairly nimble as much as we are, a good sized organization. But I'd say where there is challenges more on the cost of things, because a lot of the products that we're bringing forth, the raw ingredients, they follow global markets as all commodities do, but when that price is driven up, it becomes a profitability issue more than anything. Specifically on, say, phosphate fertilizers right now, where we're seeing production being shut down because of the cost of molten sulfur being as high as it is. And so I do think that that's going to delay purchases, and it could lead to some supply chain constrictions heading into next spring if things don't correct, but we'll be ready to service the customers.
You might have already touched on this in your last answer about, you know, kind of forward thinking and planning, but if you could give producers listening right now one piece of advice, most of them, I'm going to venture to say, have a co-op number. Most of them are customers of co-op and co-op agro in some degree. What advice would you give them, whether it's for what we have left in this year's season or even planning for next year's growing season?
You know, I'd say definitely make sure that you're doing your research, so you come in a bit educated, but then also don't be afraid to reach out and talk to your local co-op retail. I'd say that confidence, it really starts with having trusted partners. And at co-op, that's built around three things: local expertise, reliability, and relationships. And I'd say these shine through with our people and our commitment to Western Canadian ag. So I'd say we don't just sell products, but we really want to work alongside farmers to help navigate uncertainty and help them make confident decisions for their farms.
It's always fascinating. I had Trish Myers on with me yesterday, and I said it's always amazing to me how many people I talk that work for Co-op Agro in some degree, but also have roots either currently on the farm or have come from the farm. And I feel like that's, again, one of those things that makes Co-op Agro so strong in not just Saskatchewan but Western Canada because of that connection to roots to rural Sask.
Oh, absolutely. Like our commitment, it isn't to any shareholder elsewhere. It's to the farmers and communities right here in Western Canada. Like, Trish and I were chatting all the time, and the reality is, you know, our success, it goes to Main Street and not to Wall Street. And that's something that we're very proud of.